McLaren, Wilson, Roy.
Yes, sir, Senator Jackson's on the line.
Thank you.
Hello?
Just a moment, Senator.
How proud I am of you, and I know that pretty wife and that sweet little girl must be feeling as good as we do.
Well, you're very thoughtful to call. I just wanted to say that when you were out here, I said you carried by not less than 150,000. You carried by 300,000. We brought in four Democrats in the House. We reversed it from 6-1 Republican to 5-2 Democratic.
Well, it just shows you ought to have to run every 2 years.
Well, it just shows that we know how to get on a good coattail.
No. Well, one good thing about it, I enjoyed my trip. I thought we got a little bit closer together. And I think it, we've got so much that we just see nearly everything alike, and we've got such a good crowd, and there's so few of us left that we've got to pull a little closer together. We got old Maggie married now, and we got a lot of other things to do, and I'm awfully proud that you're going to be around reflecting credit on the party for 6 years, because you helped us so much 4 years ago, and I just think that your victory up there was unbelievable.
Yeah, we really did.
When you lose your governor and coming through like you did.
Remember, I told you the governor was, remember? But we had the greatest victory thanks to your avalanche since 36. We'll pick up the other two House seats next time. And the four fellows that came in that I want to bring down sometime, when they get there, will be, you know, all out for you.
You just bring them in anytime you want to and come in yourself, and I really want to try to help you make good, and I love that country, and I thought that the welcome you gave us in Seattle coming in was just a wonderful thing. That goddamn Nick Bezo won some money from him.
Well, you run that risk out here.
You tell him that we all salute him. He's got better judgment than the president. He ought to be president. Handling the budget instead of me, because he knows more about handling money than I do.
Yeah, I'm telling Nick when I'll see him next week. We're up in Harrison Hot Springs, just near Vancouver, spending 2 days taking it easy.
Well, you do that. I'm sorry I bothered you. I just wanted to tell you I was thinking of you.
What do you mean? No.
I just thinking of you, and
the Canadians up here find out you're calling, they'll get on the line and want you to come back here right away.
Well, we think a lot of them. Here's Lady Bird wants to say a word to you, Scoop.
Thank you.
Scoop.
Lady Bird.
Congratulations and fondest best wishes to you, and I looked up and saw your wife at so many of the things having to do with the young folks, and I just appreciate that tremendously.
We're very sweet. We followed your campaigning with great interest. You did a terrific job, and in areas that were not easy. And we're very proud of everything. Just terrific.
Thank you very much. And
well, I hope you all get a good rest.
Thank you, and I particularly appreciate your sweet wife helping out with the young Democrats, and Linda and Lucy were working on, too.
Well, I'll tell
you. You remember several of those instances.
Yes. Well,
okay.
I'll sure tell her, and I hope you all get a good rest now.
That's what we're doing.
Thanks.
He wants to say one more word.
Fine.
Scoop?
Yes, sir.
You bring your boys in, and I'm sure you made a few commitments, and I'll try to help on them.
Fine. Okay, sir.
Give your pretty girl our love, and tell her we're looking forward to having a quad dinner some night when we all get back and get in there, and you tell, you figure out what we got to do.
Well, we sure will.
Thank you, Scoop.
Sure, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.